Let me come back to one more soldier because I know we need to close. Camilo Mejia is a Nicaraguan American. He was a prison guard in Iraq. After a year of duty in Iraq as a prison guard, after what he'd seen, he couldn't go back. He came back to the United States. He was told, if you don't go back, then you'll be AWOL. He applied for conscientious objection. It didn't work. And he's now in Lawton, Oklahoma, in Fort Sill's, serving 1 year in a military brig. He said something deep changed within him. But I think there was something going on within him, certainly in his years growing up. He's the son of a man named Carlos Mejia Godoy, who was the director of the Nicaraguan Symphony Orchestra, who wrote the Misa Campesina. And in a generation when some of us were living with the Jesuit Volunteer Corps and doing our best to try and receive Central American refugees, we learned to sing that song from refugees themselves. And I would like to close with just a few lines from that, because I do think it gives us the orientation. We can't forget this concept of love of enemy, I think, even when we're filled with rage over exactly the history you've described that I've tried to outline. I think it's in that changing of the guard that Howard Zinn speaks about in the last chapter of his book. Not just the military guard, but all of the people who kind of guard this system and keep it in place. I think we will see that change. And the pendulum is going to swing, but it's going to keep requiring a vision that came out of the Misa Campesina. Los ojos el Dios de los pobres. Our God is the God of the poor. El Dios humano y sencillo, our God human and sensitive. El Dios que sud en la calle, our God who sleeps in the street. El Dios con rostro curtido, our God with a leathery face. Por eso yo te hablo hoy, for this I speak today. Así como habla mi pueblo, vos sos el Dios de los pobres. Christ the Worker. So thank you for all of your work. Thank you to the Catholic Worker.